We go now to Colombia to hear about another kind of home. This one belonged to Pablo Escobar, who was the richest drug kingpin in history until the police shot him dead in 1993. He used his wealth to create an eccentric ranch in northwest Colombia. He stocked it with life-size concrete dinosaurs and African big game. With his death, the hacienda fell into ruin and much of the wildlife died or wound up in zoos, but the hippos remained and multiplied. And today, there's a new twist to Escobar's legacy. NPR's Juan Forero reports from Puerto Triunfo.
Jungle music piped from loudspeakers greets visitors. They pass through an archway mounted with an old plane, the Cessna that carried Escobar's first load of cocaine to the United States. Welcome to Hacienda Nápoles, the theme park. Brainchild of a group of businessmen, what once served as the playground for Escobar now offers guided tours, horseback riding, a swimming pool, and a zoo. And there's also the hippos. Tourists on a bus hear the hippos snort like tugboats on a narrated recording that recounts how Escobar had brought a couple of them from Africa. One that had escaped years ago and was living in the wild was recently shot dead on government orders over safety concerns. 18 now live at Hacienda Nápoles. They lounge in murky ponds. Visitors usually just see the bulbous eyes and fat snouts poking just above the water. Tourists melt at the sight of Vanessa. She weighs hundreds of pounds but is still a baby. Laura Rueda talks baby talk to Vanessa. She's a park worker, a teenager responsible for Vanessa's care. She says Vanessa is a top attraction. People love to pet and feed her. But visitors, 50,000 of them came last year after the park opened, also come to see what's left from Escobar's heyday. After his death, the mansion and a collection of vintage cars were left in ruins, and looters busted into the enormous Triceratops, T-Rex, and Brontosaurus that Escobar had erected. Park management repaired them, adding sound systems to give life to each, growling and loud pounding, as if the reptiles have come alive. Germán Marchán is an electrical engineer who came to visit.
No, a mí lo que me interesó, pues, la trayectoria del capo.
He said he wanted to learn more about Escobar, whose Medellín cartel dominated narco-trafficking in the 1980s. The cartel made Colombia synonymous with cocaine violence. A museum dedicated to such a man may seem out of place in a country that suffered so much from the scourge of drugs. Escobar's hitmen killed a presidential candidate, government ministers, and policemen. His henchmen even blew an airliner out of the sky. Oberdan Martinez is the administrator here, and he says the park doesn't want to glorify Escobar.
Pero es indudable que esta hacienda...
But he says Escobar's place in Colombia's history is undeniable and shouldn't be forgotten. Much of the history of Escobar's bloody career is on display in what's left of his mansion.
Aquí tuvieron lugar importantes reuniones de todo tipo.
Amid the photographs and framed newspapers of the day, visitors learn how Escobar first found acceptance from Colombian society. The state only declared war when it was clear Escobar threatened to bring Colombia to its knees. But of course, it was Escobar who lost. Police cornered him on a rooftop and shot him dead. The famous picture of his lifeless body now hangs on a wall of his mansion. The message at the end of the tour is plenty clear. Crime may pay, but not forever. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Puerto Triunfo, Colombia.